the fuck?
I thought I don't know. Lost my comedy. What happened to the Lenny fucking Bruce that I had, man? I don't understand this. Fuck off. Get out of here. Piece of shit. That's all I get for using iTunes. Done. Get out of here. Oh, you gotta love it. I don't know. I'm just trying shit, man. I'm just trying shit. All right. So last night we fucked that goddamn debate up. You don't think I'm pissed at that? I'm not blaming my crew. I'm blaming fucking DA Doccast. I don't know. You know, all of a sudden we don't have our service, our streaming service. It's fucking gone. All right, well, all of this is going to change very soon. Very soon. I don't want to say anything more about it. Every time I say shit about stuff, you know, something happens. But believe me. Fuck me. Fuck me running, man. God damn it. What's this girl on a train, man? This looks really good. And somebody said it's based on a true story? No. Really? Sounds spooky as fuck, man. Oh, you gotta love it. What? Man, I need something tonight. I'm just so fucking wrung out by shit. I need something, dude. I need not even a drink. Drink won't help me. Let's get out of here with this fucking... I gotta erase all this shit. I have all these, you know, ball games that are saved and bullshit that's saved. And I saved a movie that... so boring. Cast a Deadly Spell. You heard of this movie? It's an alternate universe Los Angeles. It's L.A. in the 40s, and everybody knows magic. Yeah. You got me. I watched about 5 minutes, and I went, I can't deal with this right now. I'm not saying anything. I just can't deal with it right now. But, you know, maybe it's really good. Sudden Impact, Clint Eastwood, that's a shit movie. God, that's a shit movie. Really shitty. The Dirty Harry movies, I don't know. I mean, what's the last, you know, it seems to me there are only two good ones, Magnum Force and the first one, Dirty Harry. I mean, Deadpool, Sudden Impact sucked. Then he did one in the middle there, Tightrope, which is in New Orleans. It's got nothing to do with Dirty Harry. A lot of people thought it was. Gauntlet was great. It was real cornball, you know. But Gauntlet was a riot. But that was not a Dirty Harry movie. That should have been a Dirty Harry movie. What the fuck is with these Clint Eastwood? I guess somebody asked him to do the movie, and he did. I loved Gauntlet. And I loved his westerns, you know. But got me, man. So what do we got here? Oh, you gotta love it. I know we got noise here. I know we have a fan going. Sorry about that. That is Marina Del... That's Venice behind me there through the window. Venice Beach, California. Ralph Nader here on the TV. He's looking real good. Not trying to knock you, Ralph, you know. God knows I'm not looking all that great, so... So anyway, the second presidential debate will be live, a live event Sunday night, or I'm going to kill somebody. I don't know what else to say. There was a time when I was able to post shit. I was able to stream whenever, and then we stopped doing that because we thought, well, the live aspect, we don't need it anymore. Well, I frankly think that we do. I think the live streaming is good now. I think that people are tired of just regular on-demand. I think they want to they want to see events. And so the debate was definitely a live event. And I'm glad that we were at least able to bring a presidential debate number one. Here comes the second one. I have a prediction for that one. I think Trump is going to scream and yell and butt in and interrupt and just claim that he won. And it won't matter how bad he was. He's just going to, you know, everybody will be on board. All the fascists and Nazis on Twitter will be on board. All the fucking wannabe Aryans who are probably part God knows what Slavic. You know, you cannot be an Aryan and a part of the Mein Führer movement and be a Slav. You know, let's remember John Cassavetes in Dirty Dozen. And you Slav. So, well, you can't. You can start your own little sub-Nazi group. But that only to further serve the master race, which is the German Teutonic people. I could do a whole rap on it, but... people are too fucking stupid these days. I'm not talking about you guys, but if it ever got out, if it ever got out that I was talking smart shit, thing we're doing here is, okay, good. Then we'll do his news. See what we got here, man. Hurricane Matthew, that's fucked up.
What? Oh, you gotta love it.
Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen open location, Adams Morgan. What is this? Is this a part of Popeye's? Is napalm for the guts. It's delicious. It's fantastic. In Adams Morgan, is that a section of New Orleans? I lived in New Orleans for a few months, about a half a year, so I'm not. Columbia Road Northwest, according to a sign posted to the business yesterday, the chicken-centric fast food chain will secure the space that formerly held Pollo Granjero, which quietly closed in August. Until today, the news that a Popeyes might open in the neighborhood was merely a rumor. A Popville reader first spotted the new sign early today. It's unclear whether the chicken eatery might open, when it might open, and we're unable to. This might be a Jeff Dowder story. Why is this a big deal? I don't understand. DuPont, Logan, Columbia Heights. This is Washington, D.C. See, the thing with it is we want to go to Washington, D.C., and I want to do a streaming webcast from D.C., you know, the night of the election and maybe the preceding 3 days. But, I got to make sure that we have reliable Wi-Fi. I don't want to go through another fuck-up because our downloads, when we go and we fuck a download up, you know, that's why we can't download something. So we record it, then we upload it to our website for your download.
Oh. But,
that's the longest I've ever heard something print. I heard this massive startup sound. Okay, so that's that. But then when you're going to stream, when you're going to do a live stream, you have to make sure that live stream is working, and it's got to be consistently working. You can't have all that fucking buffering and all that shit. So where do you go to do that? You're going to do that from a hotel room? I could do it using, absolutely, I could do it using, Periscope. I could do it using Facebook Live, but that's not the point. The point is to do it for the subscribers only. That's where I'm coming from, man. You know, this is premium content shit. And let me underline the word shit. No, I'm being very serious now. What is this shit? Suggested for you, Papa? Oh, they suggested this story for me. Two Brussels police officers stabbed. U.S.-Russian relations are suffering a series of hopeless mess after protest Poland won't back total abortion ban. Afghan forces battle Taliban. Theresa May's agenda, Turkey-Iraq tension, U.S. envoy to Colombia peace process in joint talks on salvage H2, sheriff's sergeant dies of being shot in Lancaster, Supreme Court hears indefensible death penalty case where race linked to violence, Michelle Obama sets her garden in stone, a 7-year-old told her bus driver she couldn't wake her parents, police found them dead at home, the latest, Bundy says people needed to take a stand, yeah. Like all 16 of you, man. You and a bunch of other... And I don't give a motherfuck what anybody says. Those guys with their fucking guns facing off against that law enforcement. That was personally... That pissed me off. And this is long before the whole notion of the inner city being armed. And people say, well, at least we didn't kill anybody. Well, let me ask you a question. What were you going to do with those guns? What were you going to do with those guns? You were going to kill anybody. Well, what were you going to do? Stand there? Were you going to suck on the fucking barrel? Commit suicide? Show them off? What were you doing with the guns? We knew. You knew what? You knew what you were doing? You were using those guns, pointing those at cops. I saw some miserable, lowlife piece of shit with a sniper fucking scope above the roadway where the police officers were, with it pointed right at a cop. And nobody got angry at that. Well, I got angry. What about the people that kill the cops? Okay, bad. But let me ask you something. If you're offended by that, defend for me arming yourself and pointing the weapon at a police officer. You're prepared to kill him. I guess they didn't give you a good enough reason. Or maybe you didn't mean it. Maybe you thought that would just scare the cops. Is that it? Man wielding machete shot killed at Colorado football facility. Ex-ally of Christie links Cuomo to cover-up of lane closings. I don't know, man. Review PlayStation. Why the Pixel phone isn't called the Google phone. Anus Zenbook. I'm kidding. As a Zenbook, Cinema Trade Group bristles over Netflix movie theater deal. Cinema Trade Group. Watch Natalie Portman shine a new Jackie teaser trailer. Luke looks back. How? What? This fucking guy is James Jamie Waters. Is that it? Did some fucking terrible. Bill O'Reilly's not a comic. I mean, please. What is Bill O'Reilly doing a humor segment for? The clumsiest fucking thing. Live stream info predictions. So that's the Giants and the Mets. Seamus Coleman just a swipe at his ex-Everton boss, Roberto Martinez. You know what? We don't need that shit, Everton. You know, but look ahead. Look forward. Don't do that, man. The guy's been fired. You got a new coach. You don't start blaming, you know, if the standards are lax, the standards are lax. If the this or that, move forward, man. You know, Ronald Koeman may have raised the standards there at Goodison Park. I got news for you guys. You've just lost and drawn two games that, frankly, you should have won. If you've got any notion that you're going to challenge for a spot in the Champions League or maybe even win the league, you got to beat motherfuckers like Bournemouth and Bournemouth or whatever the hell they're called and Crystal Palace. You don't fucking lose to a motherfucker like that, and you don't draw against Crystal Palace. So don't start yapping about the higher standards and the this and the that and start bagging on fucking Martinez. Martinez, okay, so he's a shit coach and they needed to tighten things up. All right. So Koeman's, he's tightened things up. That's very nice to know, because guess what? You guys fucking sucked last week and you sucked the week before. Jesus. And I'm speaking as an American fan. That's how, and I'm not bright. I'm not informed at all, but I know that much. I'm way over here in the States, man. I don't, you know, what do I know? I don't know from fucking football, but I know you guys are my team, okay? I follow you, and I have followed you for 30 fucking years. And you suck. Start giving this shit about Martinez. Yeah, okay, you sucked under Martinez, too. I'll tell you this much, you finished fifth under Martinez, and that's the last time you finished fifth. That's the last time you were in the Europa League. That's the last time you played in Europe on the continent, right? We had a disappointing two seasons, unfortunately, under Martinez, but the new manager has come in and worked hard. That's nice. And I'm sure he has worked hard, and I'm sure he's a goddamn good manager. Ronald Koeman's got, you know, comes in highly recommended. Everybody loves him. He's a tough ass. Everybody knows he's a hard ass. Here he is. Oh, there, you see him right there. There's Ronald. Whatever. That's nice. But I'm here to tell you, this goddamn Everton team with the talent, these guys had John Stones. He's playing with Manchester City. Now, they're going to lose Lukaku, who is going to go to somebody. They held on to him for one more year, so he's back. One of the top goal scorers in the league. Leighton Baines and this kid Coleman and McCarthy and you know, up and down the roster, they got some great fucking players, man. Got these new kids coming in. But, you know, they ain't done shit. And God almighty, they really were horrible last year. Fucking horrible. Gareth Barry, this is a team, everybody agrees, is loaded with talent. Or at least was last year. I don't know about this year. I mean, this year they look good. But everyone agreed that Everton's loaded with fucking talent. A scoring machine in a lot of ways. Play defense? Forget it. That game last year, when they were leading 2-0 with 12 goddamn minutes left against West Ham, and they lose. Didn't draw. They lost 3-2 with 12 minutes left. They gave up 3 goals on corner kicks. Boom, boom, boom. No fucking defense around the net at all. Around the goal. I'm learning my terms. I'm learning all my sock air, my football terms. You know, that game, I couldn't fucking believe that. And for the second fucking year, it was 2 years ago, Lauren and I, it was last year. When the fuck were we at Disneyland? Was it last fall? Lauren and I went down to fucking the Disneyland, California, Grand, whatever that big hotel there, Grand California. Just to fuck around, went on the rides, had a ball, went over there to that Trader Joe's bar about 8 o'clock at night, getting hammered, had dinner, having a blast. And I'm talking to a couple of Liverpool fans who were there. I said, hey, they're singing, they're drunk, they're singing Liverpool songs. I said, I'm an Everton fan. He says, hey, did you bet the game? I said, no. Lost in extra time. They were leading. He says, they were leading. The guy says, they were leading 3-0, or I think it might have been. Then they came back, tied it, and an extra time, and it was Bournemouth again. The cherries. Yeah, I'll bet they are. Jeez. They're the best fucking nicknames in the world in English football, you know. The cherries. You get your ass kicked by the cherries. And you're the toffees. You're named after a candy. No. No, this can't. Like, at least Manchester United is kind of cool. They're like the Red Devils. And fucking Liverpool's the Reds. And, you know, that shit works a little bit. And the Hammers, you know. The toffees? Hi, I'm the stuffed nougats. I'm the cream-filled. Well, the cream-filled nougats are just, Jesus. I'm pissed. Sitting here wasting all this time on this bullshit. How much? 23 minutes? Ah, fuck it, man. Donald Trump stands firm on deportation. Right. Well, yeah. Now he's saying he's only going to deport alien criminals. Before, he was saying he was going to deport everybody. Is that what he's saying? Stands firm on deportation? I'm telling you, man. It's nuts. It's goofy. Goofy toofy. What? This guy's so fucking weird, it's not even funny. Just strange. Strange shit. Motherfucker. All fame is fleeting. Right? Isn't that the end of Patton? Right. Donald Trump citizens. I'm gonna have to turn this off. Cause it's getting noisy, man. There rides the peace train. Peace train. Come take me home again. All right, I'm looking for a character sheet. Larry Deauville. Oh, Jerry Deauville. Jerry Deauville. There rides the peace train. Here's Kayleigh McEnany, who I don't know why. Oh, that's obviously, there she is. I don't know why this woman irritates the living shit out of me, but I think it's because she's very bright and she goes through the most amazing gymnastics and twists of logic to defend Trump, no matter what. She will not be wrong, and she's wrong all the fucking time, it seems, but she just absolutely will sit there with a blank stare on her face right after you've caught her in like 9 different contradictions and just say, no, I've got the whole thing down. She's an attorney. I don't know how much actual trial experience she has, but she has lorded that over a few people with this, you know, I'm a lawyer thing. Look, there's lawyers and there's lawyers. You know, there's lawyers that sit there and negotiate shit all the live long day, and that's great. And lawyers that, you know, read law, and lawyers that puff up, and lawyers that do that. Then there's lawyers that actually have trial experience, that actually go to trial. Okay? Those guys are the real deal, in my opinion. However, that's my opinion, which ain't worth, you know. I'll admit it ain't worth all that much. I admit it. All right, man, we're going to get ready here. Oh, you got to love it. Yeah, man. What the hell is that?